Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
Today we wrap up our series on Proverbs chapter 5. It's been a reflection within the diary of my darkest days. And as you've heard me share some personal stories from my life, things not to do, that's for sure. We also read Proverbs 5 verse by verse, and we discussed what the Lord has to say about sexual sin. And surprisingly, we heard the tenderness of a father giving us a strict warning. He then turned into a prophet, and out of love, he told us exactly what will happen if we didn't run away from the adulteress. It's so interesting, as just today I was listening to an old sermon from J. Vernon McGee, and he was preaching out of Revelation 16 and 17, and he said this. He said that sex and false religion are related. And I find that fascinating because Dr. McGee died in 1988. And when we look at the correlation between sex and false religion, sex and everybody's individual rights in our culture, we see that to be more and more true today than ever. All that to say, if you're attending a church that is preaching anything besides Genesis 2:24 when it comes to marriage and sexuality, I would encourage you to run and run fast, because that is a false religion. That is a false doctrine. Genesis 2:24 is one biological man and one biological woman in a covenant. It's a relationship, and it's called marriage. Sex and marriage are two sides of the same coin. But I digress, so let's get into today's podcast. We're going to discuss a couple different things here. Number one, why you should confess your sexual sin. Number two, how the blood of Jesus cleanses you from your sexual sin. And number three, what to do after you've confessed your sexual sin. Today's lesson is titled, What to Do After the Fallout of Sexual Sin. So what do you do now? Is there anything that you can do to make things right with God? Maybe your friends, your family? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins to Almighty God, He is faithful to forgive us of our sins. He's faithful, we're not, right? Every single time I confess my sin, He cleanses us. He washes us from our wickedness. Is that good news? Every time. But here's the verse that changed my life, because I would go, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that again. You know what I did the next day? Lord, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that again. Next week, next year, a decade, 2 decades, and I'm 33 years old. And I've prayed that prayer over and over. Why aren't you taking this away from me? What is wrong with me? I'm a freaking pervert. And James 5:16 changed my life forever. Confess your sins to one another. Look in the eyeballs of another brother. Wait a second, Dustin. I think you crossed the line right there. There's no way that I'm going to tell someone about my pornography, about my affair, about my anger issue, about my masturbation. You want me to tell someone else that I masturbate? Yep. Why? Look at the end of the verse. This is where healing begins. When you look into someone's eye, someone that you trust, don't hear what I didn't say. Don't run into to someone you don't know and say this stuff. Bad idea. Very bad idea. Someone you trust, someone that you love. And by the way, if you don't have that person in your life, and many of you don't, because sexual sin isolates you and you are alone. If that is your situation, my card is on every single one of these chairs. And you can confess your sin to me. Healing begins in relationship. Sexual sin. This Proverbs 5 is not just about sex. Sexual sin. It's about relational sin.
If we don't know how to relate first and foremost to our God, which means that we get up in the morning and we get on our face and we say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today is the day that you have made, and I am going to rejoice and be glad in it." My message to you today, guys, is about the forgiveness and the freedom. We've heard a lot about forgiveness, but what about the freedom? The ministry I'm a part of is called Seven Places. And it's called Seven Places because Jesus Christ bled from seven places on his way to Calvary. The first place that Jesus bled from was his head. When the Roman soldiers, who are perfecters of pain, they wrap this crown of thorns around Jesus' head. They take the back of their spears and they pummel his head with that crown of thorns on his head. Blood flows from his head. Why? I want you to think about all the things that you've seen that you should have never seen. I want you to think about all the fantasies in your head. I want you to think about all the things that you could not face up to. Jesus Christ bled from his head, and that means forgiveness. You're forgiven. The second place that Jesus Christ bled from was his back. They took him, and they tied him to a pole, and they used this whip called a flagellum, and they beat his back so brutally that he was unrecognizable as a human being. Isaiah says that 500 to 700 years, Isaiah prophesies that God himself would be unrecognizable as a human being. Why did Jesus have to bleed from his back? Think about it. I want you to think about all the times that you've turned your back on God and you said, "I got it." Me? I turned my back on God and I gave him the bird. And I did what I wanted and you couldn't tell me otherwise. That's why Jesus had to bleed from his back. We're forgiven. The third and fourth places that Jesus bled from was his hands. They pierced his hands right here to a tree. And he begins to suffocate. I want you to think about what we've done with our hands. All the clicks of the mouse, touching people that we're not supposed to touch, whether it's sexual or in anger. He bled from his hands. Guys, and you're forgiven. The fifth and sixth place is his feet. We've walked into places we should have never walked into. I ran into them for the sole purpose of committing sin. And he bled from his feet. The last place Jesus bled from was his side when the Roman soldier pierced his heart. Went right in through his heart. Blood and water flow out, which was prophesied as well. Blood and water mean that someone's dead. It's what you get in an autopsy. He's dead. He released his spirit. And here's the thing, guys. That's not the end of the story, is it? Jesus Christ had the audacity to actually do what he said he was going to do. So he walks out of his own grave 3 days later. He conquers sin and death. And he sits on the right hand of the Father, reigning and ruling this universe with his feet propped up. And he loves us. Can you fathom that? He loves us. So where do we go from here? I love what Pastor Kevin said last night. He said, "Biblical truth and instruction is only one piece to the healing journey. Knowledge puffs us up." How do we get this from here? We do it with our brothers. Look around. So if you have questions, if you are struggling in any area when it comes to sexuality, even if you don't need the card, take it. You can give it to someone else. I'm going to ask, the Lord laid this on my heart at the last session. I usually just pray for you and let you go. I want you to stand up, and I want you to put your arms around each other's shoulders as a brotherhood as we pray. Get close. Gentlemen, we're brothers. We're men. Sexuality starts with us inside our local churches. Father in heaven, you have given us many things to talk about and ponder and critically think about as we leave this room. Where do we go from here? What is it that you've laid on our hearts? God, you are for us. Jesus, you are with us, and the Holy Spirit is inside of us. So, Lord God, my prayer for these men is that we listen to the Holy Spirit, that we stop praying to tell you what to do. What is it? How do we take this knowledge? How do we take this conversation and apply it to our own life? Father, I pray that we learn to be men of sexual integrity and men of valor and men of integrity. I pray, Father, that we can walk into our local churches with our head held high and not down at the ground because we're carrying so much of this shame and we don't know what to do with it. It is for freedom that Jesus Christ set us free. Let us not voluntarily go back into a yoke of bondage, back into our own self-imposed prison cell of pornography on our phones and tablets and computers. We are forgiven. Father, show us how to become free. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you guys.
So let's make this really personal. Do you have sin to confess? But you don't have anybody to confess it to. Well, I would encourage you to pray and ask the Lord who that person is. And if you're married, it needs to be your spouse. Sooner or later, he or she is going to find out. And the Lord promises that in Scripture. But most likely, she already knows something's wrong. He already knows something's wrong. They may not know exactly what it is, but they know something's not right. And believe me when I say that it's better to confess it, to come forward first, rather than getting caught and letting them find out that way. Now, I would suggest that you be proactive and find a Christ-centered counselor as well to facilitate that conversation. Because it's going to be a life-changing conversation. You can bank on that. And yeah, it's going to hurt. And you know what? It should hurt. Because you have hurt many people through your disobedience. But once again, I can tell you from experience that when you confess and you bring all this darkness out into the light, man alive, God will honor that and He will change your life forever. So what if you're not ready to do that? You're like, Dustin, no way. Am I doing that? Is there anything else? Is there a baby step before that? Well, yes, I guess there is. And let me just encourage you, for God to change our lives, we got to spend time with Him. You can't develop a relationship any other way. And when I say a relationship, that means spending time with Him in a devotional, reading His Word. We just can't sit by ourselves and think about what God is. See, God has to reveal Himself to us for us to learn anything about Him. And when we read God's Word, we hear His voice. And when it comes to this idea of recovery, a pornography addiction or sex addiction, we've got to have some type of structure in our lives for us to grasp the reality of what's going on. So let me recommend my new 35-day audio devotional. I designed this thing as an individual study because I know how embarrassing this thing is. I know the shame that it brings. And let me just tell you, friend, this could be the first day, the first chapter into your new life of wanting sexual purity and sexual integrity. And here's the thing, how to remain sexually sober after you go through it. Well, all you have to do is listen to a 15 to 20 minute audio lesson each day for the next 35 days. So it's only 1 month. It's exactly what you're doing right now by listening to this podcast, only with my notes and with a much greater purpose. So just think about it. In over a month, you're going to learn God's design for sex, marriage, and the family. You're going to learn the triggers that lead to porn addiction, and you're going to begin to learn why you've got this propensity towards pornography in the first place. You're going to learn why it's so hard to stop and why you failed in the past, and why the only hope for freedom is found in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's basically 13 years worth of recovery wrapped up in a workbook and an audio series that you can go through in 35 days. So I'd encourage you to check it out. You can go to dustindaniels.org, click on store, and if you do buy it, you can receive a 20% discount with the promotional code podcast. Well, thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. I'm Dustin Daniels. You can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor, and you can also email me your questions at dustindaniels.org. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:20 that the kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk. It's living in God's power. And that power, my friend, is the very name and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to walk worthy today as you cling to Jesus. And I love you, and I look forward to our time again tomorrow.